today's reading comes from the 17th chapter of John, verses 18 through 23. As you did send me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be consecrated in truth. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Even as you, Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you've loved me. Hear what the Spirit is saying.
Pastor Ginger sends her greetings. She is in New York with Reverend Amy Butler, who is the new pastor of Riverside Church, the first woman pastor to serve that congregation. You may remember that Reverend Amy Butler came here to support Pastor Ginger on her first sermon. Reverend Butler is being initiated there. Installed as the new pastor, and we send our greetings to you and your congregation, and we pray God's blessings upon you. We pray for Pastor Jen for safe travel back. Let us be in prayer. Let us offer a word of prayer to the person on our left and the person on our right, that God's power might descend upon them during this time, that they may be strengthened on their spiritual journey wherever they are. And then let us pray that we might receive the word from the Lord. Oh God, bless and bless your servant, God, and increase your spirit, that you might hear the word. I love a good meal. People that know me, amen. I love to eat. I love to eat well. I love a good meal that is packed with full flavor. I would venture to say that I might even be a bit of a foodie. D.C. is a good place to be a foodie. Not so much as this guy over here, though, Stanley. Stanley loves a good meal. You go out to eat with Stanley, make sure you have some money in your pocket. I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
I love dining out. I love dining in, particularly with family and friends. And serving God and having a meal together is in the center of my family's foundation. When we come together, we acknowledge the power and the presence of God in our lives. And then we eat together. We laugh, we talk, we express our opinions, and everybody's is right. Amen. All the time. And to make sure that your opinion is right, you talk louder and louder and louder. Sometimes it's heated, sometimes not. Then we settle down, we eat some more, and we remember that God is with us. As it may happen with your circle bringing us together. We share a meal during weddings and birthdays and any occasion, honestly. Amen. Just any occasion we can share a meal together. We also share a meal during difficult times of funerals and memorial services. It's something about gathering around the table, whether it's inside or outside, whether it's in the home or a restaurant, or a large function or an intimate gathering. Sharing a meal is at the pinnacle, I believe, of a relational experience. Throughout many religious traditions, sharing a meal is at the center of expressing one's faith. For those of us who are tethered to Christianity, this is certainly true. On this World Communion Sunday, we join with millions of our Christian sisters and brothers around the globe in sharing at the table of the Lord. Whether we call it Holy Communion, Eucharist, or the Lord's Supper, this meal is a reminder of God's grace in our lives right now, and a foretaste of glory that is to come. It is a gathering where Jesus invites and welcomes all people. All people. Unfortunately, that has not always been the case. It is not the case. For as much as Jesus welcomes all, some of God's very beloved use this act of grace to exclude God's people. John Wesley. We love John Wesley. We love the Wesley brothers. John Wesley, one of the founders of the Methodist movement, excluded a former lover. In our Methodist history, we learned that Absalom Jones and Richard Allen, a freed slave, were excluded. Allen left and founded the African Methodist Episcopal Church. We know that our sisters and brothers in the LGBT community are still excluded today from ordination and proclaiming the words and offering this form of God's grace from the table. Not excluded from receiving, but excluded from standing behind and offering a welcome to the table. Like you, who advocate for full inclusion of all of God's beloved people, I long and pray for the day that these words of Jesus that Sarah read earlier might truly come to pass. Listen to this verse again. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. Sisters and brothers of faith, we cling to our oneness through Jesus Christ. We want this to be revived in the lives of people all around the globe, that we might truly feel this sense of oneness. I think sharing a meal brings us closer to this oneness. I'm often interestingly intrigued when I go into a restaurant where there is an option for a prefix meal. Generally, it's three courses with a couple of different options. Anybody ever participate in the prefix meal? It's supposed to be a pretty decent bargain. I have found that sometimes the restaurants kind of put forth what they want to offer. Amen for the prefix meal. But at $35.10 for lunch. Really? Yesterday, I had the delight of officiating at the wedding of Josh and Megan, and we stood things happened. You can ask me about that later, and I'll share with you. Josh and Megan came through our pre-Cana ministry. They are a delightful couple. And after exchanging their vows before God and family and friends, they went off and celebrated that special day over prefix meal. And I'm sure it was wonderful. And I bet you it cost a pretty penny. Well, they had over 200 people here. Hell of a. I suppose, Sam, we could look at this table as prefix. I suppose we could. It's one course, but it's a spectacular course. This meal is the very best that Jesus has to offer. The bread is the body of Jesus. The cup is the blood of Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to be sharing in liturgy together, and then we'll be joined together giving and receiving. We will invoke God's Spirit to be poured out among us. We will come together and we will feast at this table. It's during this time that I hope you get a sense of God's divine power and presence and providence in our lives. That's the essence of this holy prefix meal. It's costly, yet we don't have to pay one dime. Jesus paid the ultimate cost with his very life. It's God's love for us. I suppose, Miss Francis, one can say it's on the holy house. Oh God, through this meal, make us. Make us.